kept quiet about it. She went to her doctor, who told her that there was a foreign body showing up in the ultrasound readings of her kidney. The object, however, disappeared and was apparently flushed out through her urinary tract. As a result of her experiences, Veronica became a part-time minister and a vegetarian. She later went public with her account. 6. Occurring the same year as the above account, the following Canadian case is brief, but it illustrates once again the wide variety of ETs who are performing these healings. It's not just Greys, Mantids, Nordics and short humanoids. Instead, we are confronted with a seemingly infinite variety of humanoids. Case #108. Kidney infection. One evening in the summer of 1985, a woman from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada was suffering from pain due to a kidney infection. She decided to meditate to relieve her pain when a tall humanoid appeared suddenly in her room. Without warning, she found herself inside a circular room surrounded by several 7-foot-tall humanoids with blue eyes. She lost consciousness, and when she woke up, she was dismayed to find mysterious blood stains on her bed sheets. Later, she discovered that her kidney problems had vanished. 7. This next kidney healing case, from researcher Constance Clear, involves a witness who already received a healing involving the removal of a mole. This case also provides a wonderful description of alien technology, detailed enough that the human doctors involved in the case were not only impressed by the healing, but by the witness's description of the alien equipment used to effect the healing. Case #214. Kidney stones. Andrew of San Antonio, Texas has experienced a lifetime of abductions, most involving unpleasant and sometimes painful medical examinations. In October 1996, he experienced a procedure in which a mole on his face was removed. A few months later, Andrew experienced a persistent pain in his side and went to the doctor. His doctor ordered a sonogram and confirmed the presence of a kidney stone. Andrew was scheduled for treatment. On the evening of December 27, 1996, Andrew's kidney stone was bothering him, so he placed a heating pad on his back and went to bed. Around 2:00 a.m., he woke up feeling burning pain on his side. Thinking he burned himself on the heating pad, he got up and applied some aloe vera. He went back to bed. Suddenly, he found himself encased in a beam of light with a gray alien standing next to his bed. The ET explained that they had just taken him and were now returning him to his bedroom. The being said that they felt bad because they had accidentally scratched Andrew's body. Andrew fell back asleep. When he woke up, he saw a large red welt on his side. 1 month later, on the evening of January 26, 1997, a grey appeared in Andrew's room and began to examine Andrew in his bed. The being looked at Andrew's side and said that the previous procedure hadn't worked. There had been a malfunction, and they would have to take him back into their craft. Next, Andrew found himself aboard the craft. Andrew was undressed. The grey applied a strange gel to his body and a patch around his side where his kidney was, and then placed him in a plastic-like, floating bubble. Below his body was a strange piece of equipment. It was square, with a round dome on top and a telescopic-like laser. Andrew watched the gray turn on the machine. The dome filled with electric sparks, and a beam of light shot out from the telescope part and shone on the patch on Andrew's side. The being told Andrew that they've been working with his kidneys because they found something, but they don't know what it is. He said that they thought everything in their body served a purpose, and wanted to know the purpose of the stone in his kidney, and if it was part of his filtering system. Andrew told the Grey that the stone served no purpose. The alien was confused and asked him how he got the stone and would it harm him if they removed it. Andrew told them that the stone was not necessary and that it would hurt more if they didn't remove it. The Grey then attached a tube to the patch on Andrew's side and removed the stone. He warned Andrew that he would experience some pain for a while but that it would fade away, and that there would be no markings. He was then returned to his home. Andrew woke with vague flashbacks of being inside a UFO and encased in a plastic, bubble-like container. His side also felt painful. He scheduled an appointment with Constance Clear, and under hypnosis, the above scenario emerged. Andrew drew the medical device he had seen which had cured him of his kidney stone. Writes Clear, at last Andrew had derived a benefit from one of his encounters. The kidney stone his doctor had previously confirmed with a sonogram was gone without a trace. Following the event, Clear showed Andrew's drawing of the alien medical equipment to a radiologist. Writes Clear, he was intrigued with the medical equipment. When he saw the box with the dome that the aliens used to remove the kidney stone, he said, "That's lithotripsy." He went on to explain that we have portable and fixed units, which focus an ultrasonic wave to shatter gallstones and kidney stones. He said we've had this technology for about 10 years, and that the beam has to be very carefully aimed. 8. One of the biggest mysteries surrounding UFO healings is who is getting healed and why. If ETs have the power to heal people, why do they allow so many people to die of conditions that they could easily cure? This question is not easily answered. In most cases, it appears that the healings are on the aliens' terms and not our own. However, there are exceptions. There are a number of cases, such as the following, in which people have sent out powerful prayers asking for a healing, and then received one. It appears that the aliens are not only listening to our prayers. Sometimes they answer them. Case #245. Chronic renal failure. It was July 2006, and Ms. Ea Sabia, from Canada, was having a very bad year. Her father had just passed away, and now she was feeling very sick herself. She was exhausted and sad. Then her feet started to swell. As the weeks passed, her feet remained swollen, and the inflammation spread up her legs and her lower back. She felt nauseous, weak and had stopped eating, drinking and was unable to urinate. She went to the doctor and was diagnosed with hypertensio and chronic renal failure. Her kidneys were failing, causing edema and toxins to spread throughout her body. Her doctor gave her two options, dialysis or kidney transplant. Sabia was devastated. Neither option was good. The doctor said she had to be immediately hospitalized. By this point, Sabia also had a fever. Still, she refused. She wanted to go home and pray first, which she did. She called up everyone in her family and asked them to pray for her. She emailed her friends, told her employer. As she lay in bed that evening, she found herself surrounded by brown creatures with hooded robes on. Sabia was amazed at what happened next. "The strange creatures massaged my kidneys all night, and by Saturday morning, my kidneys were working again," says Sabia. "Even before I felt totally safe that I was alone in my room, I had to go use the bathroom. This was a strange feeling since I had been unable to use the bathroom for days. I was amazed that my kidneys were apparently working again. When I went back to the hospital on Tuesday for another blood test, I was feeling much better. The tests showed that my kidneys were indeed working now, and my doctor was amazed. When I asked him how this was possible, when he already told me that it was impossible for kidney function to be restored, he just shook his head and said it was possibly a misdiagnosis on his part. I didn't tell him about the creatures. I didn't tell anybody for a long time. My sisters and friends were amazed at my recovery. And I simply told them that the angels came in the night and healed me. I left it at that. I didn't want to tell them the scary details, and at that time I was so frustrated if people didn't believe me. While the beings cured her renal failure, Sabia still feels some sensitivity there. Nevertheless, she is thankful. I decided these creatures must be angels or something. If not, then why on a night that every person was praying for me did they show up? They did not harm me. In fact, they healed me, apparently. They were obviously not of this dimension. And I heard them speak in a manner that was obviously not of this earth. Regardless, I was left distressed and traumatized by the events of that night, although always thankful that my kidney function had been restored. Sabia's UFO healing wasn't over yet. 1 year later, she had what appears to be a checkup. I dreamed I was in this circular white room that was a strange type of medical examination room. She sat on a stool, while an unseen doctor held a tool against her kidneys. In front of her, Sabia could see a full-color, three-dimensional, living model of her kidney, displayed on a table in front of her. I was amazed at this technology. Then I saw my liver. It was all black. The doctor told me this is what was happening to my liver from drinking Diet Coke. And I needed to quit drinking it because it was damaging my stomach and liver. The above nine cases provide incredible evidence of alien intervention. They have left a long trail of confused and amazed doctors, not to mention grateful men and women who, without the intervention by extraterrestrials, would have continued to suffer from their conditions, or be forced to undergo surgery by perhaps less proficient human doctors. Again, we see cases in which aliens not only heal people, they dispense medical advice, warning people against the dangers of eating meat, or of drinking Diet Cola. Whatever the agenda of the ETs, it clearly involves maintaining the good health of humans. Chapter 17, The Heart. The single greatest cause of human deaths on our planet is heart disease. Nearly a million people die each year from some form of heart disease. Heart problems account for as many as 1 in 4 deaths. This chapter presents 14 cases of people who were healed of heart problems by extraterrestrials. As with the other healing cases, they come from across the world, stretch back decades and continue to the present day. Men, women and children are being cured of a wide variety of heart conditions. Once again, these healings show us how incredibly advanced the ETs are when it comes to medicine. Case #033. Congenital heart defect. This case comes from UFO researcher Lisa, a member of UFOCI, whose article, Alien Healings, recounts several alien healing cases. Writes Lisa, a lady that lives in Los Angeles, told about an experience she had when she was 12 years old, early 1960s. She was born with a congenital heart defect. One side of her heart was huge and the other small. Her brother had died from the same condition. The doctors insisted she have open heart surgery to correct the condition. One night, continues Lisa, she had a dream that a man came to her and did something to her chest to the point that she felt like he was crushing her. The next morning, she woke up with such pain she was rushed to the hospital. When she was X-rayed, the heart was healed and totally normal. The witness later visited a chiropractor. He took X-rays, which showed that she had surgery performed on her back. He pointed to a scar that was apparently associated with the operation and asked her when it had been performed. The witness, however, had never had back surgery. One in the above case, the witness was cured as a child of a heart defect that had cost the life of her own brother. Thankfully, she was cured early. In the following case, however, the witness suffered from a congenital heart defect for most of his life. Then he had an encounter with ETs, who not only healed his heart, but transformed him in a number of ways. Case #043. Congenital heart defect. Victor Kostrakai became interested in UFOs in August of 1962 when he watched an unidentified glowing object zigzagging over the Blagoveshchika-Prokladsky region of Kabardino-Balkaria area in the Caucasus mountain ranges in Russia. Following the sighting, he began to take groups of people out to see UFOs. Discouraged that they weren't taking the outing seriously, he went out on his own. On the evening of July 7, 1968, he was hiking near the mountain village of Hushtasit by the Chijem Gorge, an area of high UFO activity, when he saw a bright object descend from the sky behind a nearby hill. He quickly ran to the area and saw a large disc. Near it stood a figure dressed in silvery overalls. It gestured for Kostrakai to enter the craft, which he did. Inside, Kostrakai saw advanced computer-like equipment and furniture that melded with the walls and floors. Other humanoid figures were aboard the craft, each of them so similar to each other that they looked like twins. At one point during his long and complicated encounter, Kostrakai was approached by a figure wearing a remarkable pair of elbow-length black gloves. The figure thrust his gloved hand into Kostrakai's chest, through his shirt and skin and bones. Says Kostrakai, "I did not feel any pain or other sensations." Then Kostrakai felt the hand reach his heart, and feeling a strange pain, he screamed. The figure withdrew his hand. Kostrakai experienced many other bizarre episodes and was finally released from the object several miles from where he had been picked up. Before the encounter, he had suffered from a heart defect his entire life. Following the experience, his defect disappeared. Kostrakai also reports a number of other changes. After the encounter, he kept hearing other people's thoughts. It became so pronounced that he could no longer ride the train to work. Other changes followed, including instances of telekinesis, precognition of disasters, and psychic healing. To yet another healing of a congenital heart defect comes from California-based researcher, Barbara Lamb. It may be the only recorded case in which the healing began in utero, before the witness was actually born. It's also unusual, but not unique, in that the witness received regular visits throughout his life to check up on his condition and provide additional healing adjustments. Case #050. Congenital heart defect. A remarkable case of healing comes from a California abductee named Harold. Throughout his life, Harold had dreams about aliens and experienced occasional episodes of missing time. It wasn't until his late 40s that he connected all the weird events in his life and realized he was having ET experiences. He contacted researcher Barbara Lamb and, with the use of hypnosis, recalled a lifetime of contact, including a series of healings which apparently began prior to his birth, while still in the womb. writes Lam, while his mother was asleep one night, she was visited by a gray male being who placed his hands on her abdomen, in the area of her womb where Harold was developing. The being said directly to him that his heart was defective, in that there was a hole in one chamber that would make it impossible for him to live after he was born. The being also indicated that he was placing an invisible, electromagnetic strip over the defect in Harold's heart in order that he would survive. The electromagnetic strip would be reinforced by him after Harold was born to keep his heart working properly. Another one of these reinforcement procedures occurred when Harold was 3 years old. Under hypnosis, he recalled being placed on a table to be examined by an alien being named Mazu, the same being who had originally helped him with his heart. On this occasion, writes Lam, he, Mazu, placed his hands over the little boy's chest, apparently reinforcing the electromagnetic strip. Under hypnosis, Harold learned that he had been abducted many times throughout the 1960s and 1970s, and that during each experience, Mazu would place his hands over Harold's chest to reinforce the energetic healing strip. Mazu instructed Harold in a wide variety of topics, including piloting their ships, meditation and telekinesis. When he was 48 years old, Harold was instructed by Mazu to visit a heart surgeon and undergo surgery to repair the hole in his heart. Consciously unaware of the instruction, Harold nevertheless followed Mazu's guidance and underwent open heart surgery. Harold's wife, a registered nurse, observed the operation. Writes Lam, she clearly observed the shock and confusion of the doctors upon viewing the silver dollar-sized hole in his heart. They estimated it had been there for many years, but for some inexplicable reason, it leaked very little blood. At the time of the surgery, the entire medical staff was amazed that Harold was alive. 3. The following incredible case involves a double healing. Both the husband and wife experienced a cure. Also interesting is that the ETs informed the witness that they were healing him because they need him in some way. Case #079. Heart disease, flu. In 1977, Baradu Vega of Ezeda, Puerto Rico was undergoing treatment for chronic cardiac problems at the local hospital Oncológico de Ponce. On the evening of December 22, 1977, Vega was at his home caring for his wife, who was feeling ill and had been vomiting all night due to a flu-like illness. Vega decided to go outside to the terrace and clean out the bowl his wife had been using. As he washed the bowl, he saw 3 bright lights approaching. He first thought they were fireflies until they grew close and he saw that they were large and bright. He fell to his knees and watched in fear as the lights descended onto the terrace right in front of him and transformed into 3 men. They were not ugly or pretty, said Vega. They were 3 feet tall, with short arms and legs and large hands. Their faces were large, with a big flat nose, thick lips and luminous eyes. They each wore blue diver's suits. They began to speak at high speed in an unknown language. Vega looked into their glowing eyes. The little men stared back, seeming to penetrate his mind. One of the men turned to the other two and said, "He is sick, cure him." At this point, one of the men approached Vega, placed his fingers on Vega's chest and said, "I am going to cure you." He moved his hand and Vega saw flashing lights. He felt nothing, but began to sweat profusely, as if someone had emptied a bucket of water on me. His wife called out, asking who he was speaking with at this hour of the night. Vega replied that he would tell her later. The 3 men then held each other's hands, and told Vega, "We need you. Goodbye." The men transformed back into three orbs of light and flew away. Vega says that the entire event lasted about 25 minutes. He told his wife and his mother. His mother, who was religious, thought it might have been a divine visitation. Following the visitation, Vega visited his doctors, who told him that he was inexplicably cured, that his heart was not only normal, but that it was functioning like that of a healthy 15-year-old boy. Vega's wife also appears to have been affected by the encounter, as she stopped vomiting and was no longer ill. For as we have seen, people who are doing good work for humanity comprise a significant number of the recipients of the healing power of UFOs. ETs seem to be interested in helping people who help others. This pattern is particularly apparent with people who are themselves healers. Whether they are trained in modern medicine, traditional medicine, or spiritual and alternative methods of healing, ETs seem especially interested in healing doctors of all kinds. In some cases, such as the following, they specifically train people how to perform alternative healings. Case #109. Heart disease. In 1985, Marina Lukoya, a resident of Obisk, in the Kaluga region of Russia, experienced an extensive encounter with 7-foot-tall aliens from the constellation of Libra. The ET's ship landed outside of Obisk, and Lukoya was invited on board. They placed her in a deep armchair and transported her to their planet, which they called Zara. They spoke to her telepathically, saying that they lived about 400 years. Upon arriving at Zara, Lukoya met more giant ETs, some as tall as 9 feet or more. On Zara, the ETs performed an energetic surgery to cure her of her heart disease. Not only did they cure her, they trained her to perform energetic healings on other people. They then returned Lukoya back to Earth, where Lukoya became deeply involved in non-traditional healing methods. She performed a number of bloodless surgical procedures, telling her patients that the methods she used had been taught to her by her alien contacts. 5 Among the rarest types of UFO healings are those that have outside witnesses. This has occurred in only a few cases. The following is a remarkable example of a healing that was observed by people around the patient. Like other cases of this type, it took place inside a human hospital. Case #139. Heart disease. On the evening of April 18, 1989, a woman terminally ill with heart disease was lying in her room at the Kerv Hospital in Krasoperekhovsk, Crimea in Ukraine, when a strong wind disturbed her room. A dazzling white light appeared, followed by a man dressed in white. The man's eyes radiated light. The patient asked the man where he was from, and the man said, "The 10th dimension." He told the patient that she would soon be able to walk. Then he disappeared. The following day, outside witnesses observed unexplained red and white lights moving slowly over the body of the patient. They then heard a loud voice telling her, "Get up and leave." The woman rose from her bed, apparently cured. The case was presented by Russian researcher Sergei Bulatsev. 6 Experts disagree on one's chances of being struck by lightning, with answers ranging from 1 person in 3,000, up to 7,000. Whatever the actual number, the chances of being struck by lightning is very slim. In fact, according to the Roper poll, which found that 1 in 50 people show the markers associated with abductees, i.e., missing time, close-up UFO sightings, you're more likely to be abducted by aliens than struck by lightning. In the following case, the witness was first struck by lightning, and then abducted by aliens. Case #142. heart injury due to lightning strike. On August 7, 1989, real estate broker, Katharia W. of Portland, Oregon was injured by a nearby lightning strike while staying in Pensacola, Florida. She was struck by the bolt of lightning outside her home. Afterward, she stumbled inside, disoriented and afraid. She knew she had been injured by the strike, but decided to wait until morning in the hopes that her condition would improve. That night, Katharia was taken aboard a UFO. She woke up to find herself lying on a table, suffering from excruciating chest pains. As Katharia watched from a dissociated state, gray-type aliens cut a square into her chest and attached a black mechanism with several extensions to the hole in her chest. When the pain became particularly intense, the aliens telepathically told her, "We are repairing your heart. You will be okay now." The next morning, Katharia woke up with a sore chest, but was otherwise healthy. As she says, "The first thing I did when I got out of bed was to look for a scar of a square cut into my chest. I found nothing. No blood on my sheets and no scar. My chest was sore throughout the day, but it was not as sore as I would have expected it to feel after such a radical operation. I believe this machine they had over my heart was realigning the electrochemical impulses in my heart because they had been altered by the lightning. Somehow I believed the aliens were repairing the damage the high voltage of the lightning had done to my heart." Katharia reports that she has undergone a large number of operations at the hands of aliens. As she says, "They have performed surgery on me many, many times. It was shocking to remember the different times the aliens had performed surgery on me. What could the aliens be doing to me that would require my having surgery so often? It was not the first time I felt I may be a part of a huge experiment." Seven. Following the United States, the next biggest producer of UFO healing reports is Russia. UFO healing cases come from all across Russia. No matter what category of healing there is, Russia is almost always represented. The following case, from Germany-based researcher Michael Hessemer, highlights a case in a specific area of Russia which has received a lot of healing attention from the ETs. Case #154. Heart attack. As researched by German investigator Michael Hessemer, one evening, date not given, circa 1980s, an anonymous factory worker from Georgia, Russia woke up with severe chest pains and shortness of breath. He had recently suffered two consecutive heart attacks, and he instantly recognized the symptoms of a third heart attack. Before he was able to take any action, he found himself surrounded by gray ETs. The aliens took a ball of light and put it inside the man's chest. He was then telepathically told that he should paint his experience. The man then fell asleep. When he woke up the next morning, he felt no pain and was apparently healed. He immediately prepared to make a painting of the beings that healed him. Following the experience, he remained perfectly healthy and ran daily marathons in Gorky Park. Hessemer says that he has investigated several healing accounts in this area of Russia. Unlike the United States, which abounds with frightening abduction accounts, Hessemer says that in Georgia, Russia, people are often eager to be taken on board. 8. The following case, from John Mack MD, involves a witness who has received multiple cures at the hands of his contacts. Previously, he has reported a childhood healing of pneumonia. In this next instance, he was healed as an adult. Case #160. Arterial sclerosis. Edward Carlos, a fine arts professor in Pennsylvania, has had many UFO encounters. In 1942, at age 5, Carlos was healed of pneumonia by his ET contacts. Many years later, on April 15, 1990, Carlos was visiting the island of Iona between Scotland and Ireland when he saw an inexplicable beam of light coming down from the clouds. The beam struck Carlos and he experienced a missing time encounter. He had already had many encounters in the past, some of which he remembered consciously, and some which he did not. Unable to recall what happened on the April the 15th experience, Carlos visited Mac and underwent hypnotic regression. Under hypnosis, he recalled being examined by several entities, including a reptilian-like humanoid, small white-skinned humanoids, and insect-like robotic creatures. He experienced an anal probe, which was performed to determine his state of health. "They are clarifying that the inside of me is okay," said Carlos, "and they are operating on me. If there is anything not right, the process can be healing." The ETs examined Carlos's various organ systems, including his heart. They then used a laser-like light to apparently clear his arteries of blockages. "They can cause the change with their laser-like instruments," Carlos explains. "In my heart, I feel an extreme heat. I think it is healing something. Clearing arteries or something." Carlos reports that his abductions, although they often involve healings, including a possible cancer cure, have ironically left him with rashes, bumps and scars. Still, he feels that his encounters are positive and transformative. "You are diseased and then you are healed," says Carlos. "With each healing, the emotional growth is established and connected in the human realm, and I can go and utilize that toward teaching others." 9. For whatever reason, the Tbilisi, Georgia area of Russia has produced a disproportionately large number of UFO healing cases. The following is one of nearly a dozen cases from the same area. Case #190. Heart disease. According to researcher Helga Morrow, many people in Tbilisi, Georgia, in Russia, have experienced contact with ETs. Morrow had the opportunity to view a rare Russian 1993 UFO documentary which presents many of the cases. Says Morrow, "After almost 6 hours of studying this film carefully, I feel it is the most outstanding first-hand information about extraterrestrials ever to be filmed anywhere in the world." The film recounts several healings, including the following brief report: "The shaven stomach of a man shows a slight scar. He was permanently and painlessly cured of a heart condition." Cures from this area have appeared earlier in this book, and as we shall see in a later chapter, it is the location of other dramatic cures by ETs. 10. UFO healing cases sometimes occur in mysterious ways. As we have seen, the close approach of a UFO can affect a UFO healing. The same is true for the close approach of an alien being. In the following case, the witness experienced a UFO landing, followed by three confrontations with a strange alien entity outside his farm, resulting in a healing. Case #220. Heart disease. One day in the summer of 1998, Igor Ikolaevich Petukhov, a farmer from the Petrozavodsk region of Russia, was working in the fields when he heard a strange sound coming from an unexplained light above him. The UFO descended and landed behind his shed. Petukhov started to walk toward the shed. Suddenly, a small humanoid dressed in a tight-fitting black uniform flew from the behind the shed and approached Petukhov. The farmer found himself unable to move. The ET hovered in front of him. Petukhov saw that it was short, with dark eyes, a tiny nose, and a slit-like mouth. The figure said nothing, but began to fly up and down in front of him. At first afraid, Patukhov's fear vanished. The figure remained for about 15 minutes, then flew off. The next day, Patukhov saw the same tiny man walking around in his garden. The being observed Patukhov, but said nothing. The being returned again on the third day, this time hovering above the porch as though looking for Patukhov. As soon as the farmer saw the figure, it flew away, never to be seen again. Following the three encounters, Patukhov, who suffered from chronic heart disease, experienced an improvement in his condition. The positive changes in his condition were also verified by his relatives and doctor. 11. Like the United States and Russia, the country of Canada is also a prolific producer of UFO reports. The following case comes from Canadian researcher Grant Cameron, and involves a multiple healing. Case #237. Heart murmur, infertility. All her life, Mary X of Ontario, Canada suffered from a heart murmur, a condition which ran in her family. Later, as an adult, she learned that she suffered from infertility. Her doctors told her that she would never have children. On January 7, 2003, Mary was traveling with a friend and a 12-year-old child along a road in northern Ontario. The UFO experience began when the occupants of the car suddenly noticed that the highway around them was devoid of any other vehicles. Shortly later, they noticed UFOs pacing their car on both sides of the highway. They sped up to almost 70 miles per hour, but the objects continued to track them. The child was so frightened she climbed out of the back seat and sat between the two adults in the front seat. The objects followed them for the next half hour, at which point the UFOs fell back, turned on their lights and raced forward, buzzing the car at low altitude. The three of them rushed to their destination, finally leaving the UFO behind. Later Mary had other encounters, at least one of which apparently healed her. Writes researcher Grant Cameron, the woman who could not bear children just had her fifth child. The lifelong heart condition is a thing of the past. 12. The following case, published here for the first time, involves a woman who has had a lifelong series of encounters with grey ETs, resulting in at least two healings. Case #263. Heart problems. Lyot, pseudonym, had her first encounter at age 3. It was 1957, and she was riding with her parents as they drove near LaGrange, Georgia when they encountered an egg-shaped UFO. This began a lifelong series of encounters with grey ETs, who often came to visit her in her home and take her into their craft. She experienced regular episodes of missing time, and began to discover multiple unexplained marks on her body. She had a number of unexplained pregnancies that first tested positive, then disappeared. All of these experiences were unwanted, unasked for, and created incredible havoc in her life. Lyot's experiences continued into adulthood. She married and had children. As they grew up, it became clear that they too were having encounters, a fact which caused her considerable distress. Around 2011, date approx. Lyot had an onboard experience unlike any she had ever had. She was fully conscious when grey ETs showed up in her bedroom and pulled her into a craft. She was placed prone on a table. One of the ETs then did something she couldn't believe. He plunged his hand into my chest like nothing was solid, Lyot says. It hurt. I could feel pain. I first thought he had something in his hands, but I don't know if he did or not. I couldn't see. I just saw the hand going in beyond the fingers, almost to the thumb. And I hurt, and I almost felt like I was burning. And he said, "Your heart is physically and spiritually healed." Lyot wasn't aware of any problems with her heart. Afterward, she suffered no ill effects. This was not the first time Lyot had experienced a healing. Earlier she had experienced a healing of a mass in her lung, described later. Despite the healing, the physical and emotional trauma she has already experienced at the hands of the Grey ETs, and the fact that her children have become involved, have left her with a negative impression of her encounters. Although she is now in her 60s, her experiences continue to occur. She just wants them to finally stop. 13. The following poignant case provides an example of how ETs not only performed a profound heart healing, but somehow warned the witness and inspired him to seek medical attention for a life-threatening condition he didn't even know he had. Case #270. Heart attack. In the middle of the night on June the 9th, 2013, Stephen, pseudonym, of Manchester, New Jersey, suddenly woke up. This wasn't unusual, as he was a light sleeper and often woke up in the middle of the night. On this particular occasion, however, he was startled to see a tall, thin, glowing white humanoid. "With no sound, the being reached into my left chest area," Stephen says. "I didn't feel any pain, pressure or discomfort. That lasted about 5 minutes. The being removed its hand from my left chest and stood there for about 2 minutes and then vanished." Stephen was baffled and amazed. He never saw a UFO, just the one humanoid. He felt physically fine, and wondered why the being had behaved the way it did. He had no chest pains, but a strong intuitive urge overwhelmed him. He had to visit a cardiologist. A few months following the experience, he finally went and got an EKG and stress test. The doctors told him that his health condition was dire and he was lucky to still be alive. He had arrived at the hospital just in time. They told him that he had been born with a bicuspid aorta valve, it should have been tricuspid. In addition, he was suffering from severe congestive heart failure. "So," says Stephen, "I was rushed to the hospital to prep me for a triple bypass and a replacement aorta valve." The doctors joked that Stephen was getting a 2-for-1 operation, a bypass and a valve replacement. "My take and feelings on this incident," Stephen says, "was the white light being made temporary repairs for me to not have a heart attack or stroke ahead of time. It was a miracle. The white light being made adjustments to give me the time and the strong intuition to get into a hospital to save my life." 14. The above 14 heart healings tell us many things about the ETs. The cases come from all over the world, from a wide variety of respected investigators. They reveal once again how incredibly advanced the ETs are. We are left with more amazed doctors, and more grateful people who owe their lives to extraterrestrial intervention. Once again we see a wide variety of ETs reported, the presence of alien technology, and healings that are performed by mysterious and unknown methods. With each additional healing case, we get another piece of the puzzle pointing toward the methods and motives behind these healings. Chapter 18. The lungs of all the organ systems in the body, among the most vital are the lungs. They function to oxygenate our red blood cells and rid the body of carbon dioxide. Lungs appear in pairs in all vertebrate animals, in some fish and even in snails. They are large, spongy, air-filled organs that are prone to a wide variety of illnesses. Respiratory diseases are one of the top 10 killers of human beings. This chapter presents 15 cases in which people were healed of respiratory problems by a wide variety of ETs. The following case is the third earliest documented UFO healing case on record. Case #003. Pneumonia. In 1937, Kotakti Adjuad Maya was only 6 years old when he contracted pneumonia. The family physician, Drive Strebel, expected Maya would die. He told Maya's parents that nothing could be done and that they should prepare themselves for the death of their son. That evening, Maya had his first extraterrestrial contact with a human-looking ET. Named Svav, who administered to Maya and cured him of his pneumonia. Maya had no memory of this incident and was told about it during a later contact. He asked his mother about it. To his surprise, she said it was true. As a baby, he had nearly died of pneumonia, but had suddenly and inexplicably recovered. His mother remembered how they had spoken of his recovery as a miracle. As we have already seen, Maya was later cured of a rib injury following a motorcycle accident. Later in 1978, Maya also claims to have been healed on a third occasion, and this time he had eyewitnesses. One another very early case also occurred to a child, Edward Carlos, who would later experience encounters throughout his life. We have already examined one case in which Carlos was cured of apparent arterial sclerosis. This next case is the second of three healings he has received from ETs. Case #004. Pneumonia. From the case files of John Mack, MD, in 1942, Edward Carlos, age 5, of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, developed a severe case of respiratory pneumonia. He had a high fever and was in a near coma. The illness was too much for Carlos to bear, and he had an out-of-body experience. Outside his body, he found himself surrounded by gray aliens. His astral body was placed horizontally, and beams of lights were shone upon it. The lights, said Carlos, were like laser beams coming into my body through the soles of my feet and the hands, and possibly through the whole body, expanding and changing color as the light grew to fit the whole body interior, thereby healing it. The light was yellow in the middle and surrounded by concentric layers of red, blue and green. After the procedure was finished, Carlos was returned to his body. His fever broke and he came out of his coma. 2. Behind the United States and Russia, England is the third largest producer of UFO healing accounts. The following case appeared in the second article ever published on the subject of UFO healings. The healing involves a man who was healed, apparently because of his advanced work in electronics. Case #038. Hole in lung. On Easter weekend 1962, electronics specialist Fred White went fishing near Durham, England. While fishing, he experienced a close-up sighting of a metallic craft with portholes. Through the portholes, Fred could clearly see a human-looking person. After about 5 minutes, the UFO left. 4 years later, in September 1966, Fred was hospitalized because of severe chest pains and a collapsed lung. Fred had no idea what was wrong with him. To his dismay, X-rays revealed that he had a large hole in his lung. During his stay in the hospital, Fred was visited by a man whom he thought at first was just another doctor. However, the doctor was strange. He had a peculiar accent, and when he entered the room, he immediately put his arm over Fred as if examining him. Fred noticed that the man wore some kind of watch which glowed like no timepiece I had ever seen. The two of them began discussing Fred's symptoms. The man also expressed some interest in Fred's work with electronics. After several minutes, the strange doctor left. Fred reports that as soon as the stranger departed, he immediately felt better and could breathe without pain. The doctors gathered around and demanded more tests. X-rays were again taken. To the surprise of the doctors, no hole in his lung could be found and Fred was given a clean bill of health. One astonished doctor told Fred, "Your lung is completely inflated. The hole you had in there is healed. We've never seen anything like it." Fred White is convinced that the man who visited him in the hospital cured his illness. He also suspects that the man is the same person he saw inside the UFO while fishing 4 years earlier. 3. This next vividly described case is one of 4 asthma cures appearing in this book. Asthma is an inflammatory disease of the airways of the lungs, causing difficulties in respiration. It's often chronic and, while usually treatable, can be life-threatening. About 25 million people in the United States suffer from asthma, or about 1 in 14 people. Around 4,000 to 5,000 people die of the condition each year. Despite the huge number of sufferers from the disease, only a few fortunate people have apparently been cured by ETs. Case #052. Asthma. One evening in 1970, H.C. of Brooksville, Florida was inside his camper when he heard a whirring noise coming from outside. Exiting his camper, he was shocked to see a disc-shaped ship descend. 4 legs extruded from beneath the craft, which landed nearby. 4 short, masked humanoids exited, 3 men and 1 woman. They spoke to H.C. in a high-pitched, sing-song voice, but H.C. was unable to understand them. Through gestures, they invited him aboard their craft. Unafraid, H.C. followed them into the craft, which he said was sparsely furnished and reminded him of army barracks. He was taken to the pilot's quarters, which had a few instruments covered with colored lights, but little else. H.C. remained on the craft for about 10 minutes, after which the ETs told him it was no longer safe for him to stay on board, and escorted him off. Once back outside, the craft made a loud whirring noise, flashed some colored lights and took off, disappearing upward. Following the incident, H.C. says that his asthma, from which he had suffered his entire life, disappeared completely and never returned. 4 Swiss contactee, Eduard Meyer, has reported an earlier childhood cure of pneumonia. Years later, he was cured again. On this occasion, there were outside witnesses. Case #082. Pneumonia. In July of 1978, Eduard Meyer of Hewil, Switzerland, came down with a bad cold that developed into severe pneumonia. He became so weak, he could barely hold up a glass of water. Around this time, Meyer received telepathic instructions that there would be a contact. He was told to travel to a certain spot. Meyer had his friends take him there. Evidently, Meyer's condition was life-threatening, for the aliens boldly took Meyer in full view of his friends. Several witnesses saw Meyer disappear in front of their eyes in a flash of blue light. Meyer was taken inside a craft where he underwent an operation. Human-looking aliens used strange instruments to drain the pleural area of his chest of a considerable amount of pus and liquid. His alien friends told him in no uncertain terms that if they had not intervened, he would surely have died. They told him that next time, he should not delay to see a human doctor. A half hour later, he exited the craft and joined his astonished friends. The change in Maya left his friends speechless. Before being taken aboard the craft, Maya was near death. His face had a grey colour and his eyes had a deep sunken appearance. Afterward, Maya's pneumonia was gone. He was sprightly and smiling, and appeared to be in perfect health. 5. A surprising number of healing cases occur. When a witness wakes up in their bedroom, looks out their window and sees a UFO. This is usually followed by a bedroom visitation, and / or an onboard UFO experience. Following the encounter, the witness discovers they are healed. This sequence of events occurs again and again, in case after case, coming from all over the world. This next case is a typical example of this pattern, except for the fact that it involves an unusual kind of witness, a famous celebrity. Case #113. Lung disease. According to Italian researcher, Alfredo Lissoi, on December 27, 1986, a local celebrity from Milan, Italy, who insisted upon anonymity, was awakened by a strange impulse. Looking out his window, he was shocked to see a spaceship. Suddenly an opening appeared, followed by an escalator-like device and finally several human-like figures, both men and women wearing silver uniforms. Two of the figures, a man and woman, approached the celebrity and invited him aboard their craft. The celebrity declined the invitation. Nevertheless, he reports that following the encounter, a lung disease that he had suffered from prior to the encounter was now cured. 6. A particularly compelling case of a lung healing comes from Jim Sparks, a home developer originally from North Carolina. Sparks has had abduction experiences for many years. We have already examined an encounter during which Sparks was cured of the flu. In this next encounter, Sparks reports a more unusual healing. Case #197. Lungs cleansed of cigarette tar. Jim Sparks first realized he was having abduction experiences in 1988 while living in North Carolina. It started with vivid odd dreams in which he'd find himself paralyzed and being led out of his house by strange-looking creatures. Then one morning he woke up and found evidence that the dreams were real. There was a weird set of his footprints leading from outside the house, through a closed window, and into the living room. Furthermore, there were twigs and flowers from the backyard strewn inside. Around this time, Sparks attempted to remember what was happening to him and discover if it was real or imaginary. To his shock, he began having fully conscious ET abduction experiences. Often he would be taken on board and given various mental exercises to perform, or would be physically examined or given messages and much more. In August of 1994, only a few days before he was scheduled to visit Bud Hopkins, Sparks was taken inside a UFO into what he calls the teaching room. In the center of the room was a table with a black cube-shaped box on it. Two gray aliens stood there. One said, "Look, a gift for you." "A gift?" Sparks asked, trying to remain calm. "What do you want me to do with it?" "Do with it what you will," the alien said. The alien stepped back. Sparks tried to open the box for several moments before he finally slid the lid gently open. "I noticed a foul odor rising," says Sparks. In the box were about 6 or 7 upright, long glass tubes. Each tube was about 1 to 1.5 inches in diameter. In the bottom lay a thick, dark brown, sticky, smelly fluid, about 2 inches deep. What is this stuff? Sparks asked. It's your gift, the alien replied. We extracted it from your lungs. From my lungs. This trash was in my lungs. At the time, Sparks smoked cigarettes. He was dumbfounded at the sight of the black goo, and didn't know what to say. Follow us, the alien said, and led him into another room where there was a strange mirror. In the reflection, Sparks saw himself, but he appeared thin and frail and losing his hair. What's this all about? He asked. The ETs didn't answer. Sparks lost consciousness and woke up back in his home. Later, Sparks visited Hopkins and agreed to be hypnotized to this event. Under hypnosis, Sparks recalled the same details as above, and something new. Before sending him home, the alien began to lecture Sparks. The gist was that they wanted me to take more responsibility when I spoke of them and my interactions with them to other humans. 7. Leading abduction researcher David Jacobs Phase D has authored several books on the subject. He has also uncovered several healing cases. Unfortunately, the details on the cases are sparse, such as the following 2 healings of pneumonia. Case #180. Pneumonia. David Jacobs Phase D, author of Secret Life, writes, at least 2 abductees have reported that their cases of pneumonia were cured during their abductions. 8. In their book, Secret Vows, Denise and Bert Twiggs revealed their many encounters with ETs, including a large number of healings. Each member of the family has received cures. In this next case, their daughter received a healing. Case #145. Asthma. The Twiggs family of Hubbard, Oregon have received several cures, including a VC section scar, a back injury, colitis, and a sty. The Twiggs' daughter, Stacy, suffers from severe asthma. On October 15, 1989, during the evening, Stacy's asthma was acting up. In the middle of the night, she was taken on board the UFO and treated. The aliens explained that the asthma was caused mostly by pollution and that the only real cure would be clean air. They also gave her some medicine to help her through her current attack. In January of 1990, Stacy suffered another severe asthma attack. She was taken on board and the alien doctor said that there was little that could be done, and that the attacks would get worse. The next day, Stacy's lung capacity was reduced to a dangerous 20%. By the time Stacy made it to the hospital, one lung was in the process of collapsing. The human doctor confirmed what the alien doctors had already said. There was little that could be done, except to keep her on medication. Still, the alien doctors did what they could. The Adrome doctors saw her each night, says Denise. He was monitoring the Earth doctor's orders. He also added some of his own medication to her recovery. 9. While it may seem incredible that people receive multiple cures at the hands of ETs, the cases speak for themselves. Spontaneous and miraculous cures are well known among physicians, if not completely understood. While many people who have a sudden healing attribute it to ETs, such as the following, one has to wonder how many people have a UFO healing and attribute it to something else. For this reason and others, UFO healings might be considerably more common than even UFO investigators believe. Case #158. Lung damage. Chuck Weiss, a driver from San Francisco, California, has reported multiple healings at the hands of gray aliens. At some point in his life, late 1980s, Weiss fell into a depression and became addicted to crack cocaine. "It was the darkest time of my life," writes Weiss, "when I didn't care if I lived or died." Weiss's health quickly declined, and he realized that if he continued, he would likely die from his addiction. Not wanting to leave his daughter without a father, he resolved to quit. It took him multiple attempts, but after 6 months of addiction, he finally quit for good. Says Weiss, "I slowly returned to the land of the living, but I had destroyed my lungs. I tired easily and it was difficult for me to breathe at times." Then, after 2 years of suffering, the ETs once again stepped in to heal Weiss. After 2 years of living with very little lung power, struggling for breath after even the slightest bit of physical activity, I suddenly became aware one day that I was able to breathe again deeply. I couldn't believe it. I had my lungs back. As with his other healings, the effect was instantaneous. Weiss can pinpoint the exact moment. "I first noticed it after I climbed the 3 flights of stairs to visit my mother one afternoon," writes Weiss. "Her apartment building didn't have an elevator, and each time I went to see her I would have to drag myself up the stairs, stopping at each landing for a few seconds to catch my breath. But one day I was amazed to find that I hadn't needed to stop for a rest and had made it to the top breathing normally all the way. I was dumbfounded and so very grateful to the powers that be. I still am." The healing wasn't perfect. He still suffered some numbness in his lower back. But his lungs were back to normal. Why had the ETs waited to heal him? Over the years, Weiss writes, "The ETs have been very patient with me and my foolishness, but in this instance they were cautious as well. They waited 2 years before healing me to verify that I had resolved the issues that derailed my life, and that I was secure in my sobriety." Of his cure, Weiss calls it a wondrous spontaneous healing for which I will be eternally grateful. This next case is a good example of a healing that occurs simply by being adjacent to a UFO. How exactly these healings take place remains unknown, but most researchers speculate that there is some type of energy involved. The following incident not only involves a UFO healing of asthma, but exhibits a rare phenomenon known as angel hair, believed by researchers to be a byproduct of UFO engines. Case #174. Asthma. On September 28, 1991, Kotak Tjavgjovic and his friend sighted a UFO near Skogvej, Norway. The object was large, glowing, spherical, and emitted numerous threads which hung toward the ground. Following the incident, Av's friend who suffered from chronic asthma discovered that his condition was miraculously cured. 11. Some researchers have pointed out that even UFO abductions, as terrifying as they can be, might be similar to emergency ambulances treating people. Even here on this planet, people become nervous and afraid when visiting doctors. For example, few people actually enjoy getting shots or inoculations. And yet, we all know that these procedures are to benefit our health. Case #226. Pneumonia. An undated account, circa 1980s, comes from experiencer Joni Ferris. "In my contact experience, I was saved," writes Ferris. "I was in a hospital suffering from pneumonia for 6 weeks and nothing, absolute no antibiotics were working on me. The specialists were trying penicillin after penicillin. Then one day I was taken up through the ceiling and blacked out. When I came back, I was in bed and my fever had broken and the pneumonia was gone. Ferris felt compelled to report her encounter after reading a quote from researcher Jack Svalley in which he described procedures done upon humans by the ETs as sadistic. She disagreed with this characterization and writes, "I have heard case after case of people being hurt from abduction. So there is both good and bad. We don't know what the ET researchers are trying to accomplish. In other words, the work may appear to be sadistic in the way an emergency medical team performing a life-saving operation, if not properly recognized and understood, could be considered sadistic. 12. In this next case, a man was cured by being in the mere presence of a UFO. Most people who receive a UFO healing come away from the experience feeling that the ETs are benevolent. In the following case, the witness has had numerous encounters, some during which he felt a strong sense of love coming from the ETs. Case #254. Chest infection. In 2008, Thomas X, pseudonym, a construction worker from the United States, suffered from a severe chest infection that left him weak and breathless. He had a long history of similar infections, but this was the worst he ever had. It was affecting his work performance, even causing him to vomit if he exerted himself. On December 30, 2008, Thomas decided to take his dog out for a walk. His own behavior surprised him, as he had been planning to watch a television program that he had been looking forward to for weeks. The dog immediately began to act strangely. Instead of running around sniffing and marking his territory, he stuck closely to Thomas, refusing to leave his side. Thomas also noticed that all the night sounds had disappeared and everything was weirdly quiet. Strangest of all, he couldn't see anybody else outside. Normally at that hour, several others would be in the park, but tonight it was empty. For some reason, Thomas felt himself moving off the marked pathways, away from the park and into a local farmer's field, something he had never done before. "It would be unusual," said Thomas, "to walk this route even in the summer, let alone a freezing cold winter's evening." As he walked through the field, he spotted two very bright lights low in the field. Thinking they were rabbit hunters holding flashlights, he walked over to talk to them. He was halfway across the field when he felt a sudden and intense fear, as did his dog. They turned and ran back to the edge of the field. Looking back, he observed the most incredible light display, as the lights began to perform all kinds of maneuvers and gyrations. Occasionally a car would drive by, and one of the orbs would rise up and follow it, as if it was playing or inspecting the car. Finally realizing that he was seeing something very unusual, Thomas decided to run home and get his wife and kids so they could see the lights. "So I spun around and ran nearly half a mile back home without being even out of breath. Remember, I could hardly breathe, let alone walk before that, yet I ran home. I can't remember them taking me, all I remember is what I wrote. I had no missing time at this point. I don't know how they did it, but they fixed me." Thomas reports numerous other encounters. During one, he says the ETs touched him and he felt a powerful feeling of love coming from them. 13. The following two cases are both part of the free study headed by Rhea Hernandez. While the cases are short on detail, they show once again that the ET agenda involves healing. Case #300. Asthma. "I am asthmatic," writes the witness. "I had been having a really hard time. When I woke up remembering they came that night, I was breathing perfectly. It was improved for quite a while after that." 14. In the following case, the witness was not only healed, He was given stern medical advice from the ETs. The first part contains a scenario that is nearly identical to what Jim Sparks experienced. In case after case, ETs are acting more like doctors, nurses, and social workers than the evil invaders they are sometimes portrayed to be. Case #301. Lungs. I have been healed twice. Once when I was a smoker, they removed a bunch of black tar-like substance and showed it to me. The second time was an intervention. I was drawn to smoking marijuana. The greys came and gave me a scolding like nothing I ever had. They kept telling me, "This is not the life we wanted for you." They surely saved my life. 15. It is one thing to have your doctor tell you to quit smoking. It's quite another to have your alien doctor dispensing this advice. And yet, this is exactly what is happening. 15 cases of lung healings show once again that ETs possess an advanced knowledge of human biology. We see the same patterns over and over again. Corroboration is the foundation of observational science. The pattern is clear. ETs are healing people. Motives aside, this fact becomes increasingly undeniable. ETs are healing people. Chapter 19,